in Kharkiv direction. As a result of the successful counteroffensive of the Ukrainian Defense Forces, the occupiers try to retreat deep into the temporarily occupied territories. Some of them try to cross the border with the Russian Federation and leave for the territory of Belgorod region, the Chief Directorate of Intelligence of the Ministry of Defense of Ukraine reports. During the escape, the Russians loot everything in their path massively, loading generators, telephones, and computers stolen from Ukrainians onto their vehicles. Cases of school robberies were recorded. Even horizontal bars and sports equipment are taken out of gyms. In one of the villages, the Russians stole a bus and abandoned it 6 kilometers away. 36 bodies of the occupiers were found in it. The personnel of the units of the so-called DPR, stationed in Izium until recently, had to retreat 60 kilometers from the town due to the lack of replenishment of ammunition and fuel. Their relatives are shocked by the stories about Ukraine's offensive as the Russian mass media broadcast the opposite information, telling about the successful offensive of the Russians. Meanwhile, against the background of the retreat of the Russian army, there are talks in the military circles of the occupier power about the inevitability of defeat and the prosecution of all participants in the aggression against Ukraine. In several aviation garrisons of the Russian aerospace forces, the families of the crew members of the aircraft that launched missile strikes on the territory of Ukraine discuss fleeing the country and hiding from international justice. Just like the Nazis after World War II, Russian criminals plan to leave for South American countries. Natalia Tolib.